Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The CDC has been warning people that they can become infected with the coronavirus by touching contaminated surfaces or objects. But now the CDC is backing off on that a bit. They say the virus does not spread easily that way.
Joining us live with more on this new development is Dr. John Carlo, CEO of Prism Health North Texas and a member of the Texas Medical Association's COVID-19 Task Force. Good morning, Dr. Carlo.
Good morning.
So this sounds like good news, is it?
Well, I think, you know, every time we learn something new, and I do think this is useful information, it also tells us how much we don't know. And so I don't think that it should change what we're doing in order to protect ourselves from coronavirus infections. You know, the information, what we're talking about is still, there's still a risk that surfaces can be contaminated. But less so is certainly good news, but it shouldn't stop what we're doing.
Right. So the CDC report says the virus can live for days on those surfaces, so we still need to clean.
Absolutely. You know, we definitely don't want to stop what we're doing in terms of cleaning our surfaces and, you know, continuing the diligent hand washing. You know, these things are tried and true methods of preventing any cold viruses. And, you know, of course, coronavirus is a cold virus in the family. So, you know, we shouldn't stop what we're doing. I think it is good news that we think less so surface contamination could cause infections. But it also then means that the respiratory droplets, you know, the coughing and the sneezing and the airborne droplets are as important, if not more important, then.
And you, when you mentioned cleaning surfaces, to what extent, though? Because I know some people they're wiping down every package they bring in from the grocery store. Should that continue?
You know, I think that it's practical guidance. So I think the first thing you want to sort of attack in terms of cleaning your surfaces, you know, it's the high touch areas that we're all coming into contact with. So we're talking about doorknobs or elevator buttons, you know, things like that, in countertops and surfaces where you're going to be coming in contact immediately after somebody else has come into contact with that particular surface. You know, the boxes and, you know, the other items, the things that are left, you know, behind and things like that, I'm not as worried as about those surfaces and things. I don't think that we have as much risk in that situation. So I think just practical guidance around that, those materials, really, if you're going to focus on it, you know, focusing on the high-touch areas. And it's really about how long ago the last person touched that surface. To really make that consideration. And a lot of times it's really one after the other for like a doorknob or an elevator button, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Good information there, Dr. John Carlo, the CEO of Prism Health North Texas and member of the Texas Medical Association's COVID-19 Task Force.